And we've just been joined by Ian Jenkins from the Chamber of Commerce. He's got loads of hats on today because he's like talking about walking, he's talking about ice hockey, he's also talking about the Chamber of Commerce as well, and taking the dog for a walk.
Yeah,
and all of those things.
I could have done with the hat on today. I could have done with the hat on today, actually. Yeah. It's pretty grim out there.
What do we deal with first? Let's deal with the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
How's it all going?
Chamber of Commerce is busy, always very busy. It's the glue in the business network, as you're probably aware, on the island. And yeah, we're really, really excited about the year ahead. There's some lots of good things coming out of the woodwork. And we've got a really good entrepreneurial skills here on the island. And I think we need to always remember that. There's a lot of good stuff that's been invented here. There's a lot of good new businesses coming through with some new blood. And we're really buoyed up by the business community. You know, I think it's very easy to get into this vein of downplaying everything, isn't it? And saying there's nothing here for the kids. There's no jobs. I mean, if you pick up the paper this week, I mean, there's 6-7 pages of jobs. I mean,
I've always thought that.
You know,
we do shoot ourselves in the foot sometimes.
We do, yeah.
And we should big things up, and we should make a real point of it. So how many companies are members of the Chamber of Commerce?
We have just over 750 members.
That's incredible. So there's 750 companies.
Companies, yeah.
That is a massive amount of companies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a good service, you know. And, you know, we do, as a business, obviously, we suffer from a lot of the same things that any other business does. So, you know, we have staff we have to hire. We have HR issues. We have legal issues. You know, and what the Chamber does, it provides you that service that you're not in isolation. You're not on your own. And probably the problem you're worrying about and something you may be promoting your business or growing your business, somebody else around the corner has probably been through it, will be able to help you. And so you come to Chamber of Commerce, we put you in touch with that, and we're about networking, and that's our main thrust.
That's it. That's what's going to get us through all this, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Promotion of all these wonderful businesses on the island.
Yes.
That comes back to the big supermarkets again.
Well, talking of supermarkets, Tesco join the Chamber of Commerce? Chamber of Commerce.
I mean, I think that there's two levels to the Chamber of Commerce, okay? I attended the British Chamber of Commerce conference last week, and it was all in the papers about, you know, a whole range of issues. And, you know, there's a whole stuff going on above what we do at grassroots. So there's the whole policy stuff which goes on. And the policy stuff is, you know, dealing with the council, dealing with a whole range of national issues or sort of regional issues around Hampshire. And when you pay your membership, obviously you buy into that whole hierarchical sort of process as well. So it's not just about what we do here. It's about what we do in Hampshire and what we do in the south of England, what the British Chamber of Commerce does for chamber members nationally. So it's a whole...
Because I know with small businesses, you do try to promote them. I know that you had a breakfast, didn't you, at Becky Chino's?
Yes.
Some while back.
Yes,
and that's a lovely place because a young lady there, Becky, who I know very well.
Yeah, she's a new business.
Doing a business for
children. And I actually stayed afterwards and you know, talked to her through issues that she was suffering from as a small business. We had one last week. I was actually away in London, but... Are you expecting the painters in today? I don't know if you can hear it, folks.
Yeah. We're in the process of having...
the outside of the
outside. The dentist will turn up in a minute.
Outside, we're having it soundproof because there's offices going in next door.
Yeah,
okay. And they're still in the process of doing it. So you will hear from noise. You should have been here about an hour ago. Yeah. Oh, blimey. You would have thought you'd have been in the dentist.
Painkillers are just there if you want.
So with somebody like Tesco's, the bigger players nationally, we would approach them a slightly different way. I mean, it wouldn't be about the same issues as Bebocino's suffering from, you wouldn't think.
Yes.
You know, she's suffering from the same sort of things, you know, as any small business. You know, there's rates, there's foot flow, there's staffing issues, there's how does she get her business moving forward.
Because it's a lovely business that it needs that help because it is a selected, in a way, a large selected audience of people with children.
Yes.
Young mothers wanting to go somewhere, and it just needs that extra bit of help for people to know it's there. Get out there and use it. Like, I suppose a lot of businesses you're there with, obviously there's hotels and everything else, but we've got lovely businesses cropping up that we need to support, and hopefully you're helping them with their members.
Yeah, I mean, we give them a window through the chamber. You can come, you know, we purposely go to different breakfast meetings. We had one at Ride School, funnily enough, last Friday. I was actually in London. I didn't attend that one. And Bebocino, we've had one at the West White Alpacas. You know, we've got one coming up at Tapnall Farm for the launch of the Twizzy, for the eco stuff we do, for trying to get the sustainability.
Is that something to do with your Green and White Conference today?
The Green and White Conference, yeah, that's right. So, I mean, what we have is a whole range of things that we try and encourage employers and employees to to look at for argument's sake, the employees, how they're encouraging their staff to come to work and to go home. We put a whole range of stuff on through. We had a Green Month in February about getting people to maybe use the bus or cycle or walk. I mean, we were talking about walking a minute ago.
I always think that if the buses were able to bring their prices down lower,
yes,
that a lot more people will use it.
Well, I think you wouldn't be in isolation thinking that, but they're a private company, and it's very difficult to drive them as a private organisation as to how they, you know, they.
I remember when I first moved over to the island, 20 years ago, they had one day a year, I think it was their birthday, and you were able to get a day ticket for £1.
Yes.
And I don't know how many increased on, but I used it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I went home on the bus last night. It was £3.50. Now, that's from Ryde to Newport to Ryde. I don't know how much that would compare to a car journey. I've never really thought of worked it out. But, I mean, it was a very comfortable ride, and I was home within 20 minutes. I got on the bus straight away. So, you know, value for money, it's okay.
If you've got to do that on a daily basis, that's £7.
Yes, yeah. Well, I think if I was using the bus on a daily basis, like my son does, you'd find an alternative.
It was just a shame. You should be able to use that. Cause
I agree.
Anyway.
No, that's fine.
How do people get involved if they want to, you know, join the Chamber of Commerce? It's open to all businesses on the island?
All businesses on the island, whatever size, however many employees you employ. There's a whole range of benefits that we give just apart from the networking. You know, we give we give help with HR, we give help with legal support. We have member-to-member discounts, so you as, Tappenall Farm, for example, so you may want to say, very much like the Price is White or something, you know, you've got a member-to-member discount, which you access through your membership. We have a whole range of discounts that we give through the AA and CardNet for your banking and, you know, things. So there's a whole... It's really geared up to try and...
You say you're giving help to the businesses on legal side,
yes.
Is that right?
Yes. And
so that they don't get unstuck with all these regulations.
When like a sole trader then takes on one more person, you know, all of a sudden you've got 100% increase in your staff, technically, and there's a whole range of HR issues. I mean, you've probably had to look at it here, I'm sure, Ian, with the apprentices that you're taking on.
Crikey,
you know, there's a lot
it's
of...
It's a right minefield, it is.
It is a minefield. So, yeah. You know, you just need to pick up that phone, and it's nice to have somebody on the island with an Isle of Wight number you can talk to.
Because he's our HR.
Is he? Head of HR.
Head of HR. That way has it got.
We don't even go to him. We don't even go there.
Well, there you go. So
he can say at the moment he's got no HR problems because no one wants to go and see him.
Yeah, and I'm not human. So if people want to join and want to find out more.
Yeah, you can find us at www.iwchamber.co.uk or just put in Isle of Wight Chamber membership. It's very easy to follow that through. And of course, you know, as a business, we do an awful lot of the stuff which I think we've touched on before, or if we haven't, you know, we run the Isle of Wight Lottery. Now there's two other lotteries on the island. Ours is specifically to generate money to be able to give back to businesses on an interest-free loan over a three-year period. So it's about creating employment, local sustainable employment. So
my daughter's got complaints, she hasn't won yet.
Yes, okay. Well, somebody won this. Oh, okay. Well, I can't fix that. Somebody won this morning £2,000.
Wonderful.
I was on another radio station this morning. I don't want to, you know.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
So we give the lottery numbers out on there.
And, I worked there when it was good, Ian.
Yeah.
and your mate.
Yeah. And we've got £10,000 winnings coming up on the 23rd of March.
Brilliant.
So, you know, it's a good way to spend £1 a week or £5 a month to actually win some money, and a lot more money than our competitors do, although I don't want to, you know, cascade our competitors here on the island. You can then know that it's actually going to a very, very good cause where people are using it to benefit the local economy.
Excellent. Just because we're running out of time, but I know you want to come and talk about the ice hockey and the ice arena.
Yeah.
How's it all going down?
Well, we're doing really well. I mean, the ice hockey team are really buoyed up now, aren't they? The ice is really, really good quality now. We've got a brand new de-hum unit in there. The system's being obviously driven on by the insurers. We have to do things in stages. And maybe as an organisation, it's not going as quick as we would like. We've got the spectators back in now, but we can't have normal...
They've got their drums again.
They've got their drums. Yeah, yeah. Have you ever stood down that end?
Oh, I've been there. Yeah.
Have you? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
with your own drum or? Yeah?
No. I'll leave that to them.
I don't. Well, we can maybe have a Vectis radio drum, can we? That'd be a. There's a lot of banging your drum in this place.
Got,
I've heard.
We have got a drum.
Have you?
Above the second studio down there. It belongs to Jonathan Bacon. He brought it in and left it here.
All right.
And
okay.
And he came to take it away a couple of weeks. So, sorry, it's ours now.
All right.
You've
okay,
left
good.
It here.
Got to think of another tune though, because they got bum 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 bum. Whatever it is. Think of a different tune.
What is a de-hum room?
A dehumidification unit. Sorry, I can sometimes I can never say
de-speak.
Sorry,
text
I do apologize. So dehumidification. Sorry, I didn't know. I couldn't remember if I had my wife's dentures in this morning, so I wasn't prepared to.
You've got something to talk about tonight.
So, and I was thinking, you know, but it's interesting. You have to draw the moisture out of the air. Otherwise, what happens? The moisture droplets then start to go overnight. Well, then start to form a crust.
Is that how you get good ice?
Yes. So you get good ice by actually spraying water on and cutting it back and spraying and cutting back. But if you get these little modules that for the condensation, it then ruins the ice. You get little sort of, you know,
stalagmites. There's more into this ice business than you think.
Yeah, it's a big, massive straight. Yeah. I think you should come down and do a broadcast on that ice machine. That'd be a fantastic.
I'd love to.
I don't think anybody else in the country has ever done that. That'd
we're going to do
a
that.
First. Yeah,
we're going to come down and do that.
Yeah, why not? We'll get you on the ice machine doing a bit of a broadcast. Yeah.
How
just
wonderful.
See you on the ice machine.
In fact, you could maybe, we'll let you have a wee shot on it. It's a big, expensive, it's about £80,000 worth of kit.
Oh yeah,
so it's a big piece of kit.
But it's going well. It's going really
It's going well. I think the things that I want to say, Ian, is we've had tremendous support from the staff. It's been a very unsettling time for them. They've obviously been in and out. The place has been deluged with water, with the cafe and restaurant and bar area isn't open at the moment. They've obviously their livelihoods and their futures were in jeopardy because it was touch and go whether we were going to open. So the staff first of all, and the community support on the back of that has been tremendous. We've got a good bunch of trustees that are all put in the right direction to get that. And we mustn't in this instance also forget the insurance, which, you know, we do pay for, but
it's a lot of
hallelujah.
Money.
You know, I don't know if we can say hallelujah like that in that sort of.
Oh, we can.
Oh,
we can.
We're all a big church, aren't we, here on the island? We're all, you know, coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, brother. So, you know, thank goodness for insurance. And, you know, with the loss of income in caveat that we paid for, you know, that's covered everything.
So is it just open for ice hockey at the moment?
It's just open for ice hockey at the moment. And the Raiders are doing extremely well. They had a good thrashing last week with a couple of teams. So, you know, they're really buoyed up. So we hope the next stage will be we'll get, you know, punters back in there. The water ingress came into all the rooms where the skates were stored.
Oh, right,
and their
so
water.
You need to buy new equipment for that.
Well, you have to go through a stage of drying everything out first,
right,
before
yes.
you then find out what you need to replace. So you have to seal the rooms off. Heaters go in for 2 or 3 weeks. They then take the heaters out and see what needs. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah.
So that needs replacing, and then we can't rip everything out just because it's wet. Because you have to then dry it out to see if it needs replacing.
Okay.
So that's quite a long process. And if you imagine that needed to go on in the cafe and the restaurant and the reception and all the storage areas. And,
yeah.
You know, so it gets complicated.
All going well then. So
all going well.
When's the next home meeting?
Do you know, that's a very good question, Ian. And I should know the answer to that, shouldn't I? Mm-hmm. It'll be this Friday or Saturday. If not, it'll be Saturday.
Ian, you all could right. go and go.
Yeah.
Because they
pad them up.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because you're thinking I'm a bit portly and I might sort of
would
block
I
out.
Say anything like that?
Right, okay.
Well, maybe, I mean, you and Jonathan you and Jonathan Bacon with the drum, you know.
Yeah, with the wood score.
Yeah, it'd be nice to hear him banging a new drum, Katie, wouldn't it?
good luck with that, and I'm glad it's going
stuff.
Really well.
Pleasure.
Carry on
thank
walking.
You very much.
And
thank you very much. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's just talk about because you've got something attached.
Yeah, so
to
we
you.
Are doing. Well, I have, yes. Yeah, and it's.
Shown us.
We'll be careful. I've already shown you, yeah.
Yep.
So we've got a pedometer, and we've got 6 in our Chamber of Commerce. We're doing the Workplace Walking Challenge, which runs over the next 10 weeks, which has been run through the council. So, yeah, I've got five of our lovely girls in the office, and we're all ready to go. So I did 17,000 steps yesterday, which
brilliant.
I was surprised about.
That's getting surprised. On for, what, 7, 8 miles?
Yeah, well, it's 8.23 miles, which I was surprised.
Excellent.
So, I wonder how many you would do walking out of here and then back in.
Yeah.
And then back out. Because you don't go too far, do you?
I don't go too far. No. But I made the mistake of I was doing this and keeping a track on what I was doing late last year. And I had this clever idea because my wife would check it every day and say, right, have you done your walk? Have you done enough steps and so on? And I attached it to the cat.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
Little did I know that he was going to have a nap all day.
Yeah.
That's called cheating. Happened.
Ended up doing less steps than what I would do normally.
Get a new cat. Well, the thing is, it's just a very, just to finish on, I mean, it's just a sort of change of mindset. I mean, I walked up to the other radio station this morning, the one that, you know, you used to work for, and then I walked back down, and then I walked round to the solicitors, the counters at Lidl's, walked back, and I've just walked up here as well.
It stopped raining then.
Yes. Yeah, so there's three walks already today.
Yeah.
And that's all you've got to really do, isn't it? Just change that mindset, isn't
it?
So,
it is.
So what is your pedometer telling you right now, then?
What's it reading now?
It's probably up to about 8,000.
9,750.
Yeah, see, I've worked out that was 9,000.
You've said that before.
I'm doing those kind of walks myself, and knowing how far you've got to walk.
And it was 900 calories I burnt off yesterday. Whether that means an awful lot to anyone, I don't know.
Does that mean you can have another Mars bar?
Well, I'm trying to have a holistic approach. This whole thing, you know, clean myself up.
Ian, great to see you.
Nice to talk to you.
Hopefully, we'll see you again soon. Good luck with the workplace challenge.
Yeah, and come and see us in the ice rink. Yeah,
yeah, we'll do. Definitely, I'm coming
down.
Let's
fix that up.
Your de-hum room.
Have a look at the de-hum room.